RPL, the workers in export processing zones, EPZ, and affordable housing projects who have acquired skills during the process can now receive certificates from accredited institutions to help them secure job opportunities in future. Recognition Prior Learning, RPL, policy recognizes skills from the informal sector in line with bottom-up economic transformation agenda, BETA, that is geared towards economic turnaround and inclusive growth. The Affordable Housing Projects has provided job opportunities to thousands of skilled, semi-skilled and unskilled workers, which has enabled them to sustain their livelihoods. During the period, some learned and perfected skills and are now able to work as skilled workers, but lack documents to substantiate their expertise. During the project's tour by the Office of Government Spokesperson, led by Deputy Spokesperson Wainasha Chidzuga and Director of Public Communications Joshua Sang, workers at Kerugoya Affordable Housing Project and Sagana Export Processing Zones lauded the government's efforts in creating jobs. They further called for extension of the projects to benefit more residents and the community at large. In addition, the majority said apart from earning money, they have gained skills in different professions by learning from their skilled colleagues. Mwanaisha Chidzuga, accompanied by other government official, inspects the EPZ, Sagana Kirinyaga County. Peter Wambugu, working at Sagana EPZ project, said he joined the site without any specific job qualification, but now with guidance of a mason he has acquired knowledge that has upgraded him to doing masonry work. He added that he is planning to study to get a certificate so that he can become a professional mason. I joined the EPZ without any skill. Up to now with assistance of a mason I have learnt and can work alone, I am planning to go for a study to enable me get a certificate. Wambugu's revelation prompted the team to inform them about recognition prior learning partnership with various institutions. Kirinyaga West Deputy County Commissioner, DCC, John Mbugwa, where the EPZ construction is ongoing, assured the workers that the India Teaching and Vocational College, which is within the vicinity, offers RPL and one could visit at any time for certification. Mbugwa said India Technical that is in the locality was one where the RPL programs were available, asking all to visit. Deputy Government Spokesperson Wainasha Chidzuga encouraged them to take advantage of the program, which enables skilled but uncertified youths to be awarded certificates based on individual competencies, expanding their opportunities in employment and advanced learning. You have been told you can get a certificate. Please spare your leave days and visit the institution and get them, Chidzuga said. The Kenya National Qualification Authority recognizes the RPL certificate, and the holder can apply for the job using the document. The Sagana EPZ is expected to generate 50,000 direct jobs, 250,000 indirect jobs in sectors such as agriculture, logistics, and development in real estate, healthcare, education, and trade, benefiting surrounding communities.